infiltrate. We don't expect it to be a remarkable success.
Okay, well, that's good. The Hollies turned out well, and Monica did too. Good. Let them stir up a little shit over there tomorrow. Have they been asked to go?
We're going to have to see if we can
back to the Medlocks. Yeah, you can count Medlocks as smack ass in the middle of it. You can bet that. That old fucker look as sick as he does, half ready for death, carrying on like that. That old fucker been dying ever since I've seen him. I've kept him alive by my breath. If I'd have blowed, he'd have fell over. I don't know how people do this ready to die. Wicked, right up to the very point of death. Shift, that's right, shut up. Slip. What's that mean, slip? Shift, you skunts!
I like that guy in his fridge.
Some of you ought to, I do think some of you ought to read, write, because you're imaginative. I think that's beautiful because they're imaginative.
John.
Huh?
Real poetry.
Yeah, real poetry, Professor. That's right. I like that. All right, all right. That's enough. I've got that one. I don't know what that one is. What the hell is it? I can't read that kind of shit. Okay, well, where in the hell are we now? We got, as I caught up in this shit, somebody wanting to find out about what relatives felt like. And now I'll find out. And what do we got to do this business? Give me the reports. I've forgotten what the goddamn reports were back. I got Mr. Tupper sliced up. And they're serving him to Virginia. Last I heard. Let me tell you. I forgot it. It must be sure some need in me to get some of these pricks, because I remember all these graphic descriptions. But I wouldn't if I'd get over them. I'd try to save them. That's a damn trouble for me. Don't let me do it, because I'd be standing over their ass trying to save them. That's my fault. Hey? She didn't want to jump out there. She didn't want no motherfucking water.
I can't hear you.
Oh, goddamn it, you hell in the morning. See if they did do that by telephone. I hope so. Christ, not by letter. Hope they didn't make that mistake. We're on our way to Cuba as an option. That option, if you don't know, we invade, so they'll take it back to the Cubans. If you go to Cuba, that you can't expect in these days of distrust that I would be the leader. I mean, you got to we'll try for that. We'll try for that. But, so, in view of that, we've had heard numbers of people take the floor. How many wish to consider Cuba as an option?
And three things one about me not being able to come and do with my plans and wants that,
No, understand.
Understand me. Hearing me, over?
The terms that I told you. I will not be your leader. So you've got to understand that when you're listening to me.
it's
a great relief to me.
There's a reason behind this, do you call me?
It's a great responsibility. I will if I can be, but I have a doubt that any country is going to trust a movement coming in this strong and allowed to have total independence. They'll give you educational facilities to take you in. They'll give you their jobs. I'm sure they'll be able to communicate with each other. That sort of thing.
They're
very humane people. But I would doubt very much that they will accept me as a leader.
I'm
back, leave you intact. They might. I think we give them several alternatives. So we'd like to be as a group, and would you accept somebody else as a leader if he stepped down out of concern that I have wielded so much power that I can, you know, men might pull a white knight on him when I didn't see something I didn't like, which I wouldn't, because there wouldn't be that need. There wouldn't be that kind of a situation that I can, as I visualize Cuba from what I saw of it. So now we have this number voted for. How many are opposed to going to Cuba under those circumstances? Now some of you folks have voted twice. What'd you say? I didn't hear what you said.
Would you be going to Cuba?
Well, hell, I'll go if they let me. Sure.
Would you still be on passport?
No, I doubt it. I doubt they'll allow that. I'd be weird. If you use the word pastor, I can assure you I don't think that. They won't take no religious shit there. They won't take that. President of the cooperative, you're just lucky. Large groups coming into countries that have been attempted to be overthrown and subverted. You know, it's not... I'm telling you. The exact way I see Cuba. I see its hospital care as a par excellent. I see its education as beautiful. I see a real tremendous distribution of the goods and services amongst the people as demonstrated and clearly so in the larger states being turned over to seniors for beautiful housing and children for very lovely schools and cooperatives. We are told by Dr. Fernandez, who came here, that he saw elitism. He said that I was the only place he'd ever been where he didn't see elitism. So I was the only leader that was really down to the people and practiced what I preached thoroughly. He went to see Dr. Castro along with some others, and there were some that were invited into a special room that were given better treatment than others. I know nothing of that. I never met Castro but once in the early days after the revolution, and he certainly was out driving his own car then, and had just come from the interior. And he was about, he could have been killed any moment from some high building, because Trujillo had contracted to murder him, and he would drive right out in the open, and the people just sighed every time he came in. They thought he was going to get it. And he should have got it, because there were several assassinations. The CIA tried to kill him many times. I did see in a movie beautiful things. I didn't like him playing with choo-choo trains. In that movie I saw Cuba, and the one some of you saw we showed in the church. I didn't like a man taking his coat off, a servant in white taking his coat off and hanging up for him. I think everybody's capable of hanging up their own coat. But those are little things. I didn't like him smoking these fine cigars, no. But I've seen other things. Some of his interviews showed a tremendous amount of compassion. I thought the way he handled the young students of Cuba that were coming back, that went over, that fled with the parents from Cuba to get away from him, and they came back. You know, I read you some news about it. I gave you some news, remember? A few weeks ago. And he was, he said something, of course words are words, but it was something, if I said those words, it would have great meaning. He said, you're honored, and we would be so happy to have you return. Which showed a great deal of trust, because those children could all have been plants, being that they came from the families of the rich that fled. These were all Cuban children whose families were very rich and fled and went to the United States, and they have now decided to go back on a work project, which will get them in a hell of a lot of trouble.
And they were they asked if they could stay, and he said, we would be honored to have you stay. And he said something else. I forgot what phrase it was, but something touched me. I saw elitism in this sense. When I went to the airport to get on the plane to go back to the United States, it was crowded with people who come from Canada who love the place. The island is just so beautiful in terms of its beaches. Cheap vacations. And now we have the same things happening with stateside people coming in for vacations. You're going to see people from the States there, which I never thought of that. But they don't honor stateside law. They have not returned any kind of person that's ever been there for a crime to the United States. Even hijacking, they have not. Except two hijackers that wanted to return. Two hijackers wanted to go to Cuba because Cuba thought they came there for criminal reasons and threw them in jail. They come there for political reasons. They've never thrown Joan Brands, a black woman who now represents some government post in San Francisco. Her son's State Department, yes, her son's in Cuba. It's odd, that's odd, boy. I don't know how she ever got through there. What the hell, they on her ass, and she, what did she do, sell out? Something. Yeah, but they could have stopped her. She had to make something. She had to make a deal. Because that government's given us too much trouble. In fact, Carter is just slowly and slowly and slowly selling out his position. Because you see more and more hand of the government in the USA against us. Either he's not involved, he's not doing anything to stop it. But Carter did appoint Joan Brand, even though her son is in Cuba. Now, she's crazy in hell. Joan Brand's crazy in hell. Crazy religious, silly-ass trip. Only Vera Young and Gene Brown and Carolyn Layton, who worked in the Housing Authority, could describe her. She come to me, always was talking to me, wanting my help. But when we wanted her help, she didn't give us no help. She's kind when she meets us, but she wouldn't write a letter on her behalf. Well, her son went to Cuba, hijacked an airplane, killed a couple of highway cops. But they said it was because he was black, harassed, and so they didn't send him out. And he was a shithead. Boys may remember some things good and bad about Cuba, and you can speak, because you were there. And he was a shithead. He got involved in what? Currency exchange? He was selling dollars? What's happened to this son of a bitch? So outside's going off, and that makes it difficult for me. I don't even hear the thing. It helps me to hear. Out here. I moderate. I try to get my voice pitched to what happens out there. Now, shit. Life goes on. So, she sent him dollars, and he sold these dollars in the Cuban streets. And the Cubans still didn't. They put him in the farm for, what, 4 months? Yeah, they didn't put him in jail. They didn't like jails, per se. They put him out in the sugarcane fields like a learning crew. And then 4 months later, he's back. They give him a lot of trouble, and they never put him in jail. The nightclubs, the rich nightclubs that used to be attended by beautiful, beautiful places, used to be attended by the rich, are now open to all the workers. Workers are brought in for special vacation. And in the hotel, I saw nothing but workers. Wasn't it all workers? Nightclub was open to nothing but workers. And you didn't get in there. If you were foreign, it made no difference. I was a dignitary and a guest. My God, if that worker was there, I'll say on that thing, if that worker had that night at the nightclub to hear the performers, there were good performers in there, you didn't get in there. And they'd run your ass out because those seats were taken and they followed the rather rigid law on that. Now, the other token was that in the airport, the other side of the coin, I try to give you all sides of every picture. The other side of the coin was that when departing from Jose Marti, the international ship, can you do something with this microphone? This PA system. When that happened, are you hearing me out there? No difference, in other words. Is there a difference? Well, then there's some PA system that's dropping out in here then. That one's cutting out. And this was still
testing,
on.
Testing. This one sounds different.
Is that the same thing?
This one sounds different.
Sounds different, no? Love Sam's the same way. Well, anyway, when we went to Jose Monte Hotel, International Hotel, we were at airport, and oh, Jesus Christ, we were late. We had to get on there, and the U.S. wouldn't let us, because I was guilty of a crime there. That may be one of the reasons they come down on me, too. They never charged me with that crime. That's one good thing. But I was willing to go to Cuba to help Huey Newton, which didn't he didn't give a fuck. He certainly didn't show any appreciation. But for me to go to Cuba, it was against the law to go to Cuba. We'd gone to jail for that. But I thought there's a point where principle counts, and you better do what's right. So I went to see Huey Newton and tried to help him, but he was living like a hog. They put up with him. I mean, living like a hog. His wife was, she'd had pre-surgery, and all them kids in that beautiful apartment, they have to allow to have a lot of freedom to let him get by with the shit he's getting by. That was the dirtiest pigsty I have ever seen. And he was sitting on his ass, and honestly, I spoke more Spanish in one day than he had learned in the 3 years he'd been there. He had to get his son to talk, because he could not talk. I thought these fucking revolutionaries who won't adjust. I'm not one of those revolutionaries who won't adjust. I don't have to have a revolution to live. That's phony shit. That's adventurism. See, that's an adventurer. When somebody's got to have be the hero and up in the limelight and be the leader, that's adventurism. Something's burning. Oh, thank you. So anyway, that showed a great deal of tolerance. And I probed. I didn't like the attitude about homosexuals. Used to be, but that's changed. Homosexuals have a gathering spot, and they don't put them in jail anymore. They caught a man, an engineer, and another married man, neighbor, in bed. He's dead, all right, sexy as that. They were in bed, these two men, and all the Committee of the Defense of Revolution did, the wife come back from the store, or she was a nurse, she came back and caught him in bed. And so they all gathered in the neighborhood and had him stand up and pointed at him. That's all they did to them. Because they thought that was counterproductive. They think homosexuality, the indulgence of what worries them.
Hello?
It is. Anyway, to give you the idea, shift. You want to shift? Always wave at me if you want to shift or something like that. All right, go. Anyway.
Even power.
Testing, testing. Testing.
Black woman who couldn't speak any English at all and had more power in the party than either one of those two. There's a black woman who spoke English who interpreted to me and right up in the central committee right next to Dr. Castro. And they're two blacks and sisters. And I said, no, we don't have any racism anymore as institutions. So we can go as high in this party as we want to go, high in the government we want to go. However, some of the old-time Cubans are prejudiced, she said to me. That's not like racism. So racism don't die overnight. But she said the institution, the law, is against all forms of segregation and punish it very, very, very high, very severely. So, at the Marty Airport, you could see how their power moves. The airport seemed like any other airport. We were standing over here crowded and we were late. I was a guest of state and had an important mission I had to get back to help in general revolutionary things, some of the prouder things. I had to get back. But they didn't know it. Not that member that was with me. Those two members didn't know it. They just knew I wanted to get out of there because I couldn't talk about some things there to those people. You're careful about some things. You don't know where in each of them. But the moment they walked to that desk, that whole goddamn airlines was as if the king of Arabia had walked in. When those two black women walked up and showed their party card, everybody backed off and we were processed through. When they showed their Central Committee Communist Party card. And that, most people wouldn't notice because it was serving them, but I noticed it. It bothered me. Because they didn't know the gravity of my trip. And there may have been a lot of people in that line that needed to get someplace just as bad as I did. You understand what I'm saying? In their minds. But everything moved. And am I being accurate about this, boys? Everything moved when this one black young lady, 23 years of age, showed her Central Committee badge. And that was it. So that's all I know of Cuba. Now you can make up your mind on it. The beaches are fantastic. I wanted to take the boys there, but we were too busy. As always, never no time to play. I was so dead, I thought, Jesus Christ, can I just lay down here a minute? Just a minute.
There's only one point of Cuba that I realized that wasn't quite, is that their driving was very reckless. At one time, we had two cars driving. When we went to Cuba, they had two cars that was driving us all the time. And one of the drivers actually tried to hit one of the kids because he was giving away and he made light of it. And I just think that part of Cuba, yeah.
I wasn't there.
Yeah, I don't remember. I think he was messing with the kid. I don't think he purposely tried to hit him, but he swerved to scare the kid. But and he smiled. The kid was out and they were playing the road like they were really dangerous, and the guy swerved. He was messing with the kid. But if you're gonna talk about the driver, we might as well leave Guyana and go somewhere because they're just as bad here.
Worse. That story though, do you guys all give me witness to that? That my drivers, the government gave me drivers, and that they were not black, were they?
No.
They were more Indian. Now, what was the color of the children that they came up to?
I don't know. It was dark.
You don't remember what the color of the children were?
Huh? You thought he was playing. Well, if I got vehicles when they run over you, you may be playing, but if they hit you, you end up off the trip. I don't think that Castro knows of himself what I know myself by in a million years. I don't think so, because he hadn't had to suffer through so much shit. He hadn't had to fuck for a revolution. He hadn't had to play in church. He hadn't had to do all these things. It brings out all sides of your personality. You get to know yourself. You know and analyze, and you become capable of leadership. It either makes you or it breaks you. And I don't think he's had enough. As far as willing to die, he did that. He went to prison, my God. And he wasn't afraid. He wasn't afraid of the fascists, in the sense that they put him in prison. He said, history will absolve me. No attorney would defend him, and he stood right before Batista's court and said, history will absolve me. All right. I can't think of anything else. Somebody else may want to make some points about Castro for and Castro against. But I love Cuba because Cuba put their presence in Angola and helped free our black comrades there. They put their presence in Ethiopia and helped free our black comrades there. And but as far as them trusting us to move in as 1,000 strong people and giving us land like this, they don't have that much land to give us, I'm sure. Not that we need that much. But whether they put us in there, I doubt it. I just doubt it. Because of security. Primarily security. They don't know what the fuck we are. We're the only... The Russians have been over and again, over. Well, they talk, they've had to come and look and talk. We've been to the Russians so many times, they can't get over us. They didn't know that there was a communist group in America. And in a church? Huh? Who said that?
Somebody said.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, they couldn't imagine we ever were there, and it's just been hard for them to get used to it. Plus, Jagan is such a fuck off too. He's just too comfortable, and our people had to go at 4 o'clock in the morning. One of our white guys talked to him, and he talked to them about being bothered at 4 o'clock in the morning. And so they worked through that shit, which I don't like. I think that's petty shit. When people about ready to die, some fucker disturbed because somebody visits him at 4 o'clock in the morning. If he's any kind of communist, he wouldn't object to it. But I tell you, there's no communist like me. But then this communist, compared to Cuba, compared to the United States, which is death for black people. You're not going to see no race or genocide there because you've got a blending of the races. There ain't no way they're going to kill black people there. As a race.
One concerning what?
Cleaver accused him of prejudice. But Huey has never, in his wildest moments, Huey Newton seems to be hesitant to speak against him. He won't say that much for them. He said, well, the Cubans may not work for us, and we can make capitalism work. He's trying to get his ass course saved from the electric chair. The gas chamber, and it may be that he also he does have some criticism of Cuba, but he may have to at the last minute flee again once to get back there. You can look at that either way. You can be a cynical devil's advocate, but don't count on me being a leader. I think you're being stupid, and you look at these people, you might as well not even vote, because I'm telling you, you're in trouble. Some of these people going through, because they'll screen you. It's called and it won't be as easy as going into Guyana. They're going to ask you some shit. And the first fucker that calls me God, that's it. Because they don't believe in no God. They're atheists. They're dialectic materialists. And the first person that says he healed me, that's you got to give them time on that shit. They won't be able to take that. They don't believe in nothing but what you can do with your hands and what you can see with your eyes. And the first dumb ass that says, I'm just being frank, the first dumb ass that comes up with some religious shit, and they come here to do it, because they never stay away. They come up with some dumb shit, and the first thing they'll say, well, why'd you come with Jim Jones? He healed me, and I was in the service, and he turned water into wine.
and he caused a turkey to fly from Mississippi to San Francisco. You know, don't you think they won't do it? And then we'll all